Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.
Warning. Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
An Indiana teen gets good grades and works a part-time job at a local restaurant. In her free time, she enjoys playing video games, not realizing she's being targeted by a monster. Join me, John Connor, as I discuss the abduction of Haley Busby. This is Check the Locks Podcast. Hello, and thank you for joining me as I dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, I just wanted to take a moment to give a huge thank you to the members of our Facebook group. Today is actually my birthday. I'm recording this episode. I turned 41 today, and I'm recording this episode on my birthday. And I was just absolutely blown away by the messages and the Facebook group comments, all the kind things that were said and the messages that were left. So I just wanted to say a big thank you to anybody who reached out, anybody in our Facebook community who took time out of their day to wish me a happy birthday. It really does mean a whole heck of a lot. I was lucky enough to get to spend the day with my wife and then did dinner with Millie and some friends and things like that. So it was a really great day. And having all of you wonderful people in the community reach out, it just made it that much better. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for taking the time to do that. With that being said, let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be diving into this week. So this is a developing story, and I will tell you, it's not the longest case, but it's very interesting, and it is currently unfolding, and there's going to be some updates coming as we go through and, you know, as time passes. So this is definitely one that we're going to keep an eye on as the year continues to move out. But I'm really interested to see if this is a case that you are familiar with. Is this one that you have seen in the news, a case that you have been following? So with that, we will go ahead. We will quit the Gabby Gabby. We'll get into the Stabby Stabby, and let's break down this week's case. Haley Busby was 17 years old. Her family described her as beautiful, kind, and caring, a teenager with a bright future ahead of her. Haley attended Hamilton Southeastern High School in Indiana, where she earned good grades. And when she wasn't in school, she worked part-time as a server in a local restaurant. Like most teenagers, she enjoyed video games. Now, with online games like Roblox and League of Legends being so popular, teenagers spend countless hours playing and interacting with one another, a seemingly innocent enough activity. On January 5th, 2026, Haley was home with her parents. But when they woke up in the morning, Haley was gone. The family immediately contacted the police and reported their daughter missing. However, because Haley was 17, authorities originally believed that she may have run away. And because of this, no Amber Alert was issued. But the police still worked the case, issuing a missing persons post for Haley on January 7th. It was around this time that the detectives caught a break. A neighbor told police that their dogs had started barking at around 3:30 a.m. on the night of Haley's disappearance. It was around that same time that her cell phone disconnected from the family's Wi-Fi network. But it was what was caught by security cameras in the neighborhood that really helped the most. A dark-colored Acura was seen driving down the street at around the same time Haley disappeared. Investigators were able to track the car's movement using license plate readers in the area, and they determined that the car actually belonged to a woman. But when they made contact with the owner, she shared that she had been in Florida at the time of Haley's disappearance, telling detectives that a man she lived with may have been driving it. This man was 29-year-old Tyler Thomas. The owner of the car provided the police with Thomas's cell phone number, which they were able to use to track his movements on the night that Haley vanished. When the records were pulled, they found that Thomas had driven from his residence in Columbus, Ohio, all the way to Haley's home in Fishers, Indiana. He then drove back to Columbus before driving to an Airbnb in Hawking County, Ohio. They also noticed that on January 7th, after driving to the rental property, Thomas then drove to the North Country Trailhead in the Wayne National Forest, where his phone stayed for almost 5 hours. So, with the help of the Columbus police, detectives were able to make contact with Tyler Thomas. Thomas admitted to picking Haley up, but he claimed that he had left her on the side of the road once they crossed into Western Ohio. But investigators weren't buying his story. And on January 17th, Haley's case was upgraded to an endangered missing juvenile. On January 21st, a search warrant was issued by the Columbus Police Department's homicide unit. Now, Tyler Thomas was uncooperative at first, refusing to leave his home. However, he would eventually comply, and a search would be done of his home and the Acura. The Hawking County Sheriff's Office also searched the Airbnb, and they were able to find evidence suggesting that Haley had in fact been at the rental. It was now confirmed that Tyler Thomas had driven a juvenile over 160 miles, traveling over state lines, and he was promptly arrested. Once in custody, Thomas began sharing some of the truly disturbing details that took place. He told investigators that he and Haley had met online while playing video games. They would use social sites like Snapchat and Discord to talk, and when they wanted to communicate privately, they would use an encrypted messaging app called Session. Because of this, Thomas's phone and electronic devices were searched as well. And it was then that detectives found something truly horrible: sexually explicit images and videos of Haley on Thomas's phone, all with the timestamp of January 6th, the day that Haley disappeared. It appeared that Thomas had attempted to delete the files but was unsuccessful. Detectives also obtained a search warrant for Thomas's bank records, where they learned that all the way back in June of 2025, Thomas had driven from Ohio to visit Haley while she worked at the local restaurant. They also reviewed the pair's Snapchat communications, finding that in July of 2025, the two discussed talking over the phone, as long as Haley's parents weren't home. Now, all of this time, Haley's family had held out hope that she would come home alive. But on February 1st, 2025, the FBI came to the Franklin County Jail to pick up Tyler Thomas, driving him to the trailhead in the Wayne National Forest. Once they arrived, Tyler Thomas led investigators to Haley Busby's remains. And sadly, her family's worst fear became reality. Tyler Thomas has been arrested and charged with pandering sexually oriented matter involving a minor, tampering with evidence, one count of sexual exploitation of a minor, and one count of travel in interstate commerce with intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct, all federal charges. Now, as of today, February 16th of 2026, he has not been charged with the murder of Haley Busby. Now, this may be because at this point, there has been no official cause of death either determined or released yet, but I will definitely keep an eye on this case to make sure that I circle back with any updates, any leads in the investigation, anything of that nature. But that's all I have for this week's case. And you know that, like usual, I do like to share some final thoughts with you before we get into the deadbolt test and my thoughts on this case. So if you listen to this podcast every week, you'll know that last week we talked about Polly Kloss, who was abducted. Someone came into her home and took her out of her home during a sleepover. And I think this case is just as terrifyingly heartbreaking in the exact same way. But the difference is nobody had to physically enter the home. Tyler Thomas got into this house without anyone knowing. And this is just absolutely terrifying. He spent almost a year grooming Haley, right? Talking to her. We've seen these kind of cases just time and time again where, you know, it starts off like, hey, how you doing, whatever, and it gradually just gets more sexually oriented, and someone like Thomas just kind of pushing for what they want. And sadly, it seems that this case has ended up in murder. And I have to tell you, going through the research on this and reading about the story, it struck a personal nerve with me. And I think part of it is because I have a 7-year-old daughter, and she has friends that play Roblox and play League of Legends and play these online games. And she's asked me several times, like, hey, Dad, like, can I play Roblox? Can I play this or that? And my answer is always no, absolutely not. Because, and obviously I don't have this conversation with her in detail, but you just never know who is out there. And a child at 7, I mean, this case demonstrates that there are people out there who are going after children who are 17, right? So to have a 7-year-old on these platforms, to me, is just absolutely, it's just unthinkable. So I don't know, this one, just thinking about all the time that we spend, you know, making sure that doors are locked and windows are locked and alarms are set. And there are some monsters that can get in through a headset, you know, just playing an what should be an innocent video game, you know, and the thought that your kid can just be up in their bedroom and you think they're just up there, you know, being safe, playing games, talking with their friends, and really they're Snapchatting and having encrypted messages with grown-ass adults who are looking to take advantage of them. It's terrifying. And thinking about how my child is going to grow up and things of that nature, it just shakes you sometimes. So I know we have a lot of parents who listen to this podcast and a lot of parents of younger children. One thing I will tell you, especially for those kids who, you know, have expressed interest in things like Roblox and stuff like that, there is a game that we have that my daughter is allowed to play. There is no internet connection involved in it. It's a world building game. It's called Toca Boca or Toca World, T-O-C-A World. You can even go into the iPad and block any like in-app purchases or anything of that nature. That way, you know, they can't download anything or charge anything, but it lets them be creative and play in these worlds without having to fear of anybody, you know, trying to talk to them there as well. So just something I wanted to share because it's something that we use here personally. But I know Australia just recently passed a social media ban. I think it's for kids like under like 16 or 17. I don't have all the details, but I know it's basically like social media is not good for kids. There are too many predators on social media trying to take advantage of kids. And I do know that in going through the research, Haley's father, Bo, and her stepmother actually spoke in the, I believe it was the House of Representatives in Indiana on, I believe it was around February 9th, talking about this exact same thing. Like this would not have happened to their daughter without that social media aspect, without somebody being able to reach out to her over the internet. You know, if that wasn't there, Haley would still be with us. So there's a lot of different factors and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's just heartbreaking that, you know, parents lost their daughter, right? There's many people in this community that absolutely seem to love Haley. And, you know, she seemed to leave an impact on the people that she met. And because of someone like Tyler Thomas, who would get into his car and drive across state lines to hurt someone, is it's just heartbreaking. So for me, being a dad, I mean, again, this freaks me out in ways I can't even put into words. I'm going to put this at a 10 for sure. But as always, I want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Haley Busby fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to me on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. Find me on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in the Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to have you as part of the family. Would love to hear your thoughts on the episodes and the cases. It's a great, amazing group of wonderful people. And if you fit that category, we would absolutely love to have you. So if you're interested in joining the Facebook group, there is a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. Click that link, answer a few questions, and boom, you are part of the best community on the internet. And as always, if you like what I do here, you want to help financially support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks, get signed up today. Got a lot of great tiers, exclusive ads, you get the episodes early, no commercials. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those darn ads, Patreon is the way to go. So again, you want to help keep the lights on, that is patreon.com/checkthelocks and get signed up today. And if you can't financially support the show, definitely understand, just listening and sharing what I do with your friends, your family, the people who are important to you, it means just as much, if not more. So if you are sharing the show in any way, just know that I appreciate it so much. Again, it's all about that grassroots growth. And the way things like this grow is just by you telling people to check it out. So just know that if you're sharing this in any way at all, I appreciate you more than I could ever tell you. That's all that I've got for you for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. I will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, remember, monsters are real. So stay safe, stay ready, and don't forget to check the locks. See you next week.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.